After the whole parchment of the Sefer Torah, one does so lose that mitzvah. The Ramah says that all Kisei Kodesh is applied to, but the Maita, the meaning is not that way. Parchment of a Megillah, whatever else, and nothing is submitted, but it's proper to be machmir and wash one's hands if he's planning to touch other Kisei Kodesh. If he knows for sure that he touched something unclean, then he's mechuyav to wash his hands before he touches any Kisei Kodesh. According to the Mechaber, the one who gets tagba is most kosher of the ones that got an aliyah. Nice, it says it's a minute to sell it for a lot of money to Mechaber Samitzvah. So basically, based on that, if somebody pays a lot of money for it, then he will get it. Nowadays, the minigashkin has not to give a tagba to one of those who got an aliyah, but it is considered a mechubitika. Kibbutz that should be given to him, a chubutik person. Even though it's called in the Lashon Gemara Galila, but like we're saying, the Ika Galila is a Hagva. Galila is also a choshuva thing, but even so, in those choshuva, there's a minute to give it also to Ketanim, to the Mechanach and the Mitzvah. I remember the Rosh Yeshiva of Gusman, the Beile Adol used to call Galila every once in a while, just to show people that it's a chubutik thing, not something to be insulted if you got such a kibbutz. Ramadan the Gabi should not be Mechaber some Hagra if he knows the equation, so he won't be able to do a good job on it and show it to everybody around.